If there is one question that crosses the mind of every single person at one time or another in their lives, it's got to be, why am I here? This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, What on Earth Am I Here For? In these lessons, Rick will help us to discover the one-of-a-kind purpose that God has for each of our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get the life-giving study DVD and study kit for this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, You Are Called to Belong.
When I'm facing a personal crisis or a terminal illness, I need to know that somebody's protecting and caring for me. Now, not just God cares and protects for you. In the flock of God, we help each other. And what you need in your life is you need some people who will step up to bat for you when you need them. You need some people who walk into your life when everybody else walks out of your life. Do you have anybody like that? That's what the church is for. We are to walk into each other's life when everybody else walks out. That's what it means to be in the flock of God. Now, you need people who will step up for you. And in the flock of God, God has created two kinds of people who are caregivers, two kinds of people who will step up for you, two kinds of people who will look out for you. The first is pastors. My pastors look out for me or watch out for me when I'm in a part of the flock of God. You know what the word pastor means? It's the Greek word for shepherd. That's what it means. Poimen, a pastor is a shepherd. A shepherd is a pastor. Pastors are to shepherd the flock of God. In fact, you want to know my job description? Look at this on your outline. 1 Peter 5:2. This is God's word to pastors, to shepherds. Take care of God's flock, his people that you are responsible for. Watch over them because you want to, not because you're forced to. I'm to take care of God's flock. I'm to shepherd. I'm to be responsible. I'm to watch over you. Let me show you another verse. Look up here on the screen. Hebrews 13:17 says this. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they know they are accountable to God. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. That, to me, is the scariest verse in the Bible. It scares me to death. Not the part about obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. The part that scares me is they watch over your souls, and they know they are accountable to God. That scares me to death. Let me just share with you heart to heart here for a minute. The Bible says that if you choose to put yourself under my care as the shepherd of Saddleback Church, and you join this flock and you say, this is going to be my family, this is going to be my flock, this is where I'm going to serve the body of Christ, this is the temple that I'm going to be built into and sharing with, that if you put yourself under my care, that one day I am going to give an account to God for how well I helped you grow spiritually. And that scares me to death. One day I'm going to give an account to God. Me, Rick Warren, will personally give an account to God for how well I took care of your soul. And I take that very, very seriously. It drives me to my knees every single day. And I am praying for you and your spiritual care, and I beg you to pray for me. Because as I said, I'm just not smart enough to do that. I need your help. And I am concerned that I lead you in the right direction. I would rather stick a knife in my heart than lead you in the wrong way. This is the family of God. This is the flock of God. This is not like some business where you just mess it up, you just go start another one. Eternity is in the balance here, heaven and hell. It's extremely important. And sometimes the burden is crushing to me The Bible says, I will give an account to God one day. And so I take that serious, that I want to make sure that you're safe, that I protect you from false doctrine and cults and wolves and false ideologies and things like that, and lead you in the right way, because I'm accountable to God. But not only do we have pastors to help us in the flock of God, we have our small groups. And 58 times in the Bible, the phrase one another is used. And the Bible says that the sheep take care of each other. Sheep care for sheep, not just shepherds. And the Bible uses the phrase one another. It says love one another, care for one another, help one another, encourage one another, support one another, pray for one another, love one another, greet one another. 58 times we are to do these. And the only way you can do that is in a small group. That's why if you're not in a small group, you're not really connected. Because you can't do those one another's in a crowd of several thousand people. You could only do it in a group of four or six or seven or whatever.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Would you like to go deeper with Pastor Rick to discover God's purpose for your life? Well, now you can. With the DVD study kit called Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? This life-changing six-session video, which includes a workbook, is taught by Pastor Rick in a one-on-one casual setting. It's packed with biblically-centered principles and is perfect for personal or small group study. We'll send it to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Find out why God put you on the planet with the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com.
Here's Pastor Rick with an exciting announcement.
I have some great news for those of you who speak Spanish. If Spanish is your first language, we're about to start a daily Spanish edition of the Daily Hope broadcast. It's going to include the same inspirational and practical Bible teaching that I've been sharing on Daily Hope for the past 6 years, but it's going to be in Espanol.
Here's a sample of what our Spanish-speaking friends can look forward to.
Jeremías 29:11. Sé muy bien lo que tengo planeado para ustedes, dice el Señor. Son planes para su bienestar, no para su mal. Son planes de darles un futuro y una esperanza.
Would you help me get this word out to people who speak Spanish as their first language? We have always had the desire to share the good news of hope with everyone, everywhere. And with 500 million people who speak Spanish in the world, this will open up a brand new audience of people to hear about the love and the joy and the peace and the hope of Jesus Christ.
The Spanish broadcast will begin airing on September 2nd on PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Here's what the Bible says, Galatians 6:2. Share each other's troubles and problems. And in this way, in other words, when we share each other's troubles and problems, in this way, you obey the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love your neighbor as yourself. And when you're in a small group and you pray for somebody who's just gone through a tough time, somebody just says, you know, this week was terrible. This happened, this happened, this happened. And you stop and you pray for them and you encourage them. You give them a pat on the back. You give them a warm, encouraging word. You have just done the one another's. You have just shepherded the flock yourself. You have been a part of the family of God. You've been a part of the body of Christ. You've been a part of the temple of God. You've been a part of the flock of God. And there has been protection and care. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, encourage each other and give each other strength. You get strength, I get strength, by we encourage each other in a small group. So here's my question. Who's looking out for you? Here's another question. Who are you looking out for? Can you name three or four specific people? You go, these are people in our flock, in our family, in our small group, in our body of Christ that I'm looking out for, and they're looking out for me. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be a part of the family of God. That's what it means that I'm not just called to be loved, I am called by God to belong. And one day you'll stand before God and you'll say, did you do that one? Did you do the belonging part? That I called you to be a part of my family, a part of my flock, a part of my temple, a part of my body. Did you do those things? But here's the cool thing. All the stuff that you're most embarrassed about in the world, God uses it for good in the church. The very thing you're most embarrassed about, your habits, your hurts, your hang-ups, your sins, your mistakes, your weaknesses, God says, you know what? In my family, I'm going to use those to encourage other people. So the stuff you want to keep a secret from everybody else in the world, you get to tell everybody here because it'll encourage them. Who could better help somebody who's on the verge of a divorce than somebody who's been on the verge of a divorce? Been there, done that. Let me tell you what's going on. Who could better help somebody who's struggling with an addiction than somebody who's had an addiction? Who could better help somebody who's been molested than somebody who's been molested? Who could better help somebody who's gone through a bankruptcy or has lost a child or anything, good, bad, sinful? God says, I can use it all. Now, the final description that I want us to look at this weekend of the church is the church is called a garden. A garden, specifically a vineyard. And this is an organic metaphor that has to do with how being a part of a church family helps you grow, like fruit in a garden, like grapes on a vine. On the screen, the Bible says in John 15, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener, and you are the branches. Now, what's the lesson we get out of this? The lesson we get out of the fact that the church is like a garden, where Jesus says, I'm the vine and you're the branches, you know. I actually grow a bunch of different kinds of grapes, and I could bring into you some grape vines and I could bring them in. They're all cut up, but if they're disconnected, they don't bear any fruit at all. This is talking about being fruitful. Your life needs to be productive. You need to make a difference with your life. Everybody wants to end their life feeling like, I didn't just waste my life. I was productive with my life. I did something with life. I made my life count. And this is the fifth thing that we learn, that in God's garden, my life becomes productive. It becomes fruitful. I do something with my life because now I'm connected to the vine and there's life-giving life flowing through those vines and those branches, so I'm able to bear fruit. If I'm disconnected, there's no way I'm going to bear fruit. I can cut off a branch of an apple tree. It will never in a million years grow any apples. It only grows apples as it's connected to the tree. Now, the Bible says in John 15, 4 and 5, a branch cannot bear fruit if it's severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful apart from me, Jesus says. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Circle much fruit. That's called productivity. But apart from me, you can do nothing. The point is, a disconnected branch can't bear fruit. God has all kinds of fruit he wants to bear in your life. But you can't do it. None of the fruit that God has for your life will happen unless you're connected to the church, unless you're connected to the vine. You're built into the building. You're a part of the body. You're a member of the family. You're a sheep in the flock. All these connection metaphors say nothing happens that God intends for your life, your purpose. That's why your calling, your second calling, is to belong. to get connected. You have five basic needs in your life. You have a need to know your identity. Who am I really? You have a need to develop stability so you don't get blown away by the tough things in life. You have a need to increase your capacity. You have a need to have security in your life, and you have a need for productivity. All five of these things are found in God's family. In God's family, I learn my identity. In Christ's body, I discover my unique value, my capacity. In God's temple, I learn how to support others and be supported by others and have that stability. And in God's flock, I come together for protection and care, security. And in the vine, in the garden, I learn productivity, fruitfulness. Let me say it another way. In your life, if you're going to really live the life God made you to live, you need power to live on. You need people to live with. You need principles to live by. You need a plan to live out. And you need a purpose to live for. Where are you going to get that outside of the church? Nowhere. Nowhere in the world will you find those five things anywhere else except in the plan of God, who created the whole thing and designed his family, the church, to answer your deepest needs. So here's my one question. Why should you remain disconnected when a church like this has so much to offer? I mean, what are you waiting on? Now's the time. You are called to belong, to be connected, to be associated, to be involved. Some of you your families live a long distance away. We don't live in where we used to have five generations in the same town anymore. And many of you, your family and relatives are a long way. And many of you are single adults. And many of you are in unsupportive family or marriage relationships where they don't support you spiritually. And maybe all your life you have tried to fit in and you have tried to belong and you've looked for places to belong all your life. You just want to be accepted and to belong. But the truth is, you would say, you know, Rick, I've never felt I belonged anywhere. Here's my word to you. Fall in love with the church. Fall in love with the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the family of God, the flock of God, the most brilliant concept ever created. It's the reason the universe exists. People who say, well, I love Jesus, but I don't love the church, or I don't need the church, that's the stupidest thing you can say. The church was designed to meet your deepest needs. You cannot be what God puts you on this earth to be without being connected. We're better together. We grow together. And God says it four or five different ways. The church is the hope of the world. America is not the hope of the world. Politics is not the hope of the world. Economics is not the hope of the world. Education is not the hope of the world. If any of those things would work, we would have already turned the thing around. The hope of the world is the spread of God's good news so that lives are changed and hearts are changed and families and marriages are saved. And the only thing that's going to last is the church of God. So I highly recommend you invest the rest of your life in that which is going to outlast it. Nothing else will. Let me close with this verse on the screen. Ephesians 3:21. Glory belongs to God in the church and in Jesus Christ for all time and eternity. Now notice, the Bible says two things bring glory to God: the church and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The church is the family of God. And those two things bring glory to God. Don't you ever put the church down again. It's God's bride. It's God's family. It's God's flock. And it's God's purpose for your life. You're called to belong. Let's bow our heads. Lord, I thank you that even with all of our faults and weaknesses and all of the many sins in your family, you love your family, the church. Of course, it's going to be imperfect. It's filled with imperfect people. But you love it. And Jesus, I thank you that you're not ashamed to call us your brothers and sisters. And so may we never be ashamed of your church. It's your family. Lord, you've said in the word, Christ died for the church. And I pray that we would have that same attitude, that the attitude of our brothers and sisters. You've said, we know what love is, that we lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. May we realize we're not just friends. We're not just attenders. We're family. May we stick up for each other. May we support each other. May we care for each other. If you haven't stepped across the line and invited Jesus Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. Come into my life and change me and save me. I want to be a part of your family. And I want to accept your call to be loved, and I want to accept your call to belong. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Would you like to go deeper with Pastor Rick to discover God's purpose for your life? Well, now you can with the DVD study kit called Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? This life-changing six-session video, which includes a workbook, is taught by Pastor Rick in a one-on-one casual setting. It's packed with biblically-centered principles and is perfect for personal or small group study. We'll send it to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Find out why God put you on the planet with the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share a letter from a listener named Joanne who wanted to make sure that her neighbor understood what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. Now, I've edited Joanne's letter to help with the flow, but here's what she writes. Dear Pastor Rick, this morning my neighbor and I were listening for the second time to the last segment from the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD study kit. Now, we've been going through this study for the last 8 weeks in a small group, but the two of us listened again to this segment because I wanted to make sure that my neighbor understood her salvation and that she had perfect assurance that she was saved, that there was no doubt in her mind. Well, we had a wonderful session. As we watched you teach us how to have a relationship with Jesus and how to believe God's promises to know for sure that we are saved for eternity. Well, Pastor Rick, we bowed our heads as you led in that salvation prayer. And when the DVD was over, we reviewed what we had learned. And now my neighbor knows for absolute certainty that she's a child of God. She's saved. She's going to heaven. And next week, we're going to start the Healing Choices DVD study kit, which we're both very excited to start this new study. Well, Joanne, I am overwhelmed by your note, and thank you so much for taking the time to write me. I love reading these letters, for caring enough about your neighbor that you made extra sure that she understood the most important thing in life, how to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, how to follow him on a daily basis. So thank you for your encouragement. I'm glad I'm encouraging you, but you are encouraging me. And may God continue to use all the resources that Daily Hope produces to help you and others win our friends to Christ.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.